Well, my name is Ashley Frary, and I'm the vocalist for the group, and I also play synth, but I mostly sing.
And I'm Jeffrey Osman, and I play the guitar and push buttons to record things.
And I'm Zach Piernet. I also play the guitar and kind of manage the band currently.
My name's Jeremy Lutz, and I play drums, percussion.
Also not mentioned is Mandy Helmbach, who plays the keyboard, and Kevin Kupkahead, who plays bass.
Okay, one of the things I noticed when you guys introduced yourselves is the idea of multiple roles here, and I think that's something that's probably familiar to anyone who's been in a band, just trying to get local recognition, that you have to wear a lot of hats.
A lot of it is, in terms of wearing multiple hats, I guess, is working on. We've been working on recordings mostly, mainly. We haven't been playing out over, which over the winter is a pretty bad time to play out anyway. But focusing on recordings and trying to avoid, $60 an hour. thankfully, there's a lot of equipment back at the house, and we have a little bit of knowledge, at least a workable knowledge, so we can avoid spending thousands of dollars with someone else who may not necessarily care so much about specifically finding the right sound, you know?
I mean, Mandy and I do a lot of the graphics for our website and for our Facebook page, and we're hoping to design also the cover for our album whenever we finish it. And then Zach does a lot actually for the band.
Basically, I micromanage everyone's schedules, which
Pretty
is
much.
absolutely awful. And on top of that, basically, I just try to get in contact with people about getting shows ready and everything along the lines of that. Try to prepare for when we have the album finished.
And how you deal with that dynamic, because there does sort of have to be a whip to get everybody there. I know, well, I'm sure that for every band that's been successful, there's a million bands who didn't have that guy and subsequently ended up drunken on the floor when they should have been playing somewhere.
That still happens.
That hasn't not happened.
But at least he schedules that, right? I mean,
we work around that.
So in the song that you're going to be playing for us today, you guys brought in this thing, and when I saw it, I was like, I'm gonna call that a toy piano, and I don't want to because I'm gonna look like an idiot. And then you guys said it was, in fact, a toy piano.
Yep, it's a toy piano. And the funny story is that we don't actually use a toy piano in our live shows. The toy piano we brought in today is actually replacing my synth part. We were literally practicing with just the tambourine and the guitars, and then and then Jeff was like, we need something like a xylophone, or, oh, what about that toy piano? It worked out well, though.
Low maintenance.
Not all the keys work, but that's okay.
The keys that I need to work, so that's
it's bare necessity.
And what's the name of the song that you're playing?
It's called Gone Again.